Colorado's lawsuit is part of a growing national trend that started in the 1990s. That's when parents and districts started suing states alleging unfair distribution and inadequate funding for education.
We had some very, very wealthy districts, and we had some very, very poor districts.
That's Catherine Valido, president of the Wyoming Education Association, the teachers' union. Her organization sued the state in the mid-90s because they said the distribution of royalties from the mineral industry wasn't fair.
We had one district in our state that had so much money from what was being pulled out of the ground that they were able to build high schools with cash. That's a lot of money. And we're talking millions of dollars.
Wyoming's lawsuits dragged on for more than a decade and were finally resolved a few years ago. While some other state courts ruled against plaintiffs, Wyoming was one of the cases where those suing the state won a clear victory. Michael Griffith tracks school finance trends for the nonpartisan Education Commission of the States.
Wyoming's court rulings pretty strongly said, yes, it's a state responsibility to fund education, and it's a state responsibility to fund a quality education.
And not only did the court decide the state was responsible for funding education, it said it had to make it a priority over everything else.
And the court also said funding cannot be an inhibitor, that you can't take that into account. You have to construct the schools, then you have to fund them at a proper level.
That has meant a lot more state money is going directly to education in Wyoming. New schools have been built, class sizes have gone down, and teacher salaries have gone up. The teachers' union and many of the school districts are happy with the court's rulings, but there are others who think these were terrible decisions.
Wyoming is actually a disaster case.
Eric Hanischek is an education expert from Stanford University and is testifying for the defense in the Colorado case.
There are a few poster childs of places where the courts have been very aggressive and have not, in fact, improved the schools.
Colorado officials say the state already pours billions into education every year and its funding system is fair. But when compared to what Wyoming is spending now, Colorado spends far less per student, about 40% less. And because of its lack of big urban areas, Wyoming has some demographic advantages, too.
You would expect that those two factors added up to Wyoming's performance being way ahead of Colorado's. But in fact, that's not true. Colorado, in the eighth grade, quite noticeably outperforms Wyoming in both reading and math.
Hanischek is referring to scores on the National Assessment of Educational Progress, a test used to compare student proficiency from state to state and year to year. Catherine Valido of Wyoming's Teachers Union completely disagrees. She says the additional money has helped in lots of ways, including better facilities and higher student achievement. She says the scores on Wyoming's state assessment test have increased in every grade level and every subject since 2006.
Now, is that strictly because there's more money? Likely not. But it certainly is a trend that we're seeing since that lawsuit was resolved by the courts and the money started coming to the districts.
Valido also says higher salaries are attracting more applicants, as many as 200 for some openings, and that allows districts to choose better teachers. While more applicants may seem like a good thing, Eric Hanischek argues that it's hard to know you are hiring good teachers until you get them into the classroom.
To increase the quality of the teachers, you really have to pay attention to making good tenure decisions and deciding who is going to stay in the classroom. And there's no sense that Wyoming has been doing that any better than anybody else.
There's also debate over whether it makes sense to compare Colorado to Wyoming. Wyoming is more rural, has smaller school districts, and has fewer students overall. While Colorado has huge urban districts and more students who are learning English as a second language, there's also a big money difference.
We don't have the same type of oil and gas revenue per kid that they have in Wyoming.
This is Michael Griffith, the nonpartisan analyst.
They were able to do almost all of this without increasing taxes, property taxes or sales taxes or income taxes on the general population. They were able to do it on the back of the energy and industry there in the state.
Not only does Colorado not have the oil and gas tax revenue, it also has several laws and constitutional amendments that make raising property or income taxes difficult. The Colorado trial is scheduled to wrap up at the end of next week, but the judge will not immediately make a decision in the case. That result is likely to be appealed, and it may be years before there is a final decision by the state Supreme Court. I'm Daniel Costello at the State Capitol.